Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Leadership Journeyman by Peter D. Schwartz blends executive coaching insight with the reflective atmosphere of the Camino de Santiago, one of the world's best-known pilgrimage routes. Rather than treating leadership as a set of rigid techniques, the book frames it as a lifelong journey shaped by intention, humility, and continuous learning. Drawing on the author's experience coaching CEOs and senior leaders, it explores how walking, solitude, and purposeful challenge can clarify values and reveal the habits that either strengthen or sabotage leadership effectiveness. The Camino serves as a living metaphor for modern work and life. Progress happens step by step, meaning is built through choices, and direction matters more than speed. Readers can expect practical reflection prompts, leadership lessons rooted in real-world coaching, and a strong emphasis on growth, purpose, and service beyond titles or status. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as a lifelong craft, not a destination. A central idea is that leadership resembles an apprenticeship that never ends. Instead of chasing a final milestone like a promotion, public recognition, or a perfect strategy, the book encourages a journeyman mindset built on deliberate practice and steady improvement. The Camino de Santiago provides a vivid parallel, a long route completed through consistent steps, adjustment to changing conditions, and the willingness to learn from fatigue and setbacks. In executive coaching terms, this means treating feedback as data, building reflective routines, and revisiting assumptions as responsibilities evolve. The book positions growth as a disciplined habit that includes self-awareness, emotional regulation, and the ability to learn under pressure. It also highlights that skill development must be paired with character development because influence amplifies both strengths and blind spots. By emphasizing the long view, the narrative supports leaders who want sustainable impact, not short-term wins, and it offers a way to measure progress through alignment with values, quality of relationships, and resilience over time. Secondly, purpose and meaning as strategic advantages. The book links meaning and purpose to leadership performance, not as abstract ideals, but as practical anchors for decision-making. The Camino metaphor reinforces the idea that direction matters. Knowing why you are walking shapes how you handle discomfort, uncertainty, and competing priorities. In organizational life, a clear sense of purpose helps leaders choose what to pursue, what to decline, and how to explain trade-offs in ways that build trust. The coaching lens suggests that purpose also reduces reactive leadership because it stabilizes identity when circumstances shift. Readers are guided to consider personal values alongside organizational mission, identifying where they reinforce each other and where they clash. That alignment becomes a filter for ethical choices, time allocation, and team culture. The book also recognizes that purpose is not fixed. It can deepen through experience, service, and reflection. By treating meaning as a practice rather than a slogan, the approach helps leaders create more coherent narratives for themselves and their teams, improving engagement, clarity, and long-term motivation. Thirdly, self-awareness, humility, and the power of reflection. A key coaching theme is that effective leadership begins with an accurate view of the self. The Camino environment, with its rhythm and space, illustrates how reflection can surface patterns that are easy to ignore in a busy calendar. The book emphasizes humility as a strength, not a weakness, because it expands learning capacity and reduces defensiveness. Leaders are encouraged to examine triggers, recurring interpersonal friction, and the stories they tell themselves about competence, control, and recognition. The coaching influence appears in the focus on questions that unlock insight. What am I avoiding? What am I protecting? And what do my choices signal to others? Reflection is framed as actionable, not passive, leading to commitments like changing meeting behaviors, improving listening, or seeking feedback from people who disagree. The Camino metaphor underscores that self-awareness develops through repetition and honest observation, including noticing when ego drives decisions. By strengthening inner clarity, leaders become more consistent, more empathetic, and better able to create psychological safety for others. Fourthly, resilience through uncertainty and sustained effort. Long journeys reveal how people respond when plans break, energy dips, or conditions shift. The book uses that reality to explore resilience as both mindset and method. For leaders, uncertainty is constant. Markets change, teams reorganize, and tough conversations cannot be avoided. The coaching perspective highlights resilience as the ability to stay constructive under strain, recover quickly from setbacks, and keep learning when outcomes disappoint. Practical resilience is tied to pacing, boundaries, and attention to recovery, much like managing the physical and mental demands of a pilgrimage. The book also suggests reframing struggle as information, asking what a difficult moment is, teaching about priorities, capacity, or relationships. Another resilience theme is adaptability, knowing when to persist, when to pivot, and when to simplify. readers are encouraged to build systems that support endurance, such as routines for reflection, health, and connection, rather than relying on willpower alone. The result is a model of leadership that can sustain performance without sacrificing well-being or integrity. Lastly, service, relationships, and the kind of legacy that lasts. The book points toward leadership as service, shifting the emphasis from personal achievement to responsibility for people and communities. The Camino, known for shared paths and brief but meaningful encounters, becomes a reminder that impact is relational and often built through small acts of attention. In executive coaching terms, this translates into prioritizing trust, clarity, and support for others' development. The leader's legacy is framed less as a list of accomplishments and more as the culture they shape and the leaders they help grow. The book explores how empathy, listening, and presence strengthen influence, especially in moments of tension. It also encourages leaders to think about the values they model, since teams absorb behavior faster than slogans. By integrating purpose with service, the narrative invites readers to define success in broader terms: contribution, stewardship, and the courage to make decisions that protect people and principles. This topic ties the journey metaphor to a mature view of leadership, where meaning is found in enabling others to thrive. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for executives, managers, founders, and high-potential professionals who want leadership development that goes beyond tactics and into the deeper questions of identity, purpose, and sustained growth. It can also appeal to readers interested in the Camino de Santiago as a framework for reflection, even if they never plan to walk it. The main benefit is that it connects inner work to outer results. Clearer values lead to better decisions, stronger relationships, and more resilient performance under pressure. By blending a CEO-coach perspective with a journey metaphor, it offers a grounded way to rethink success, manage ego, and build habits that support long-term effectiveness. Compared with many leadership books that focus mainly on tools, this one is worth buying for its emphasis on meaning, endurance, and service, along with practical reflection that helps readers translate insight into daily leadership behavior and a more purposeful life. If you would like to support Peter D. Schwartz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.